from documenting a national catastrophe to speaking out about a very personal one. As one of the most recognisable faces in the world of British news anchoring, Marvereen Cole has a reputation for being calm and in control. After all, that's what her job is all about. It wasn't always like that, however, and Marvereen has taken the courageous step of speaking out about a time when her life was at the mercy of an addiction which simply would not let her go. Gambling. Ashley Byrne has been listening to Marvereen's story.
Today, I'm a successful radio and TV journalist based here in Birmingham, England's second city. But had I not taken control of my life a few years ago, things could quite easily have taken a more gloomy turn.
47.
It's in this very city that I developed my interest in bingo, a game in which, if you match up enough numbers on a card with those being called out, you can win big money.
35. Jump and jive.
It's a form of gambling that in Britain has been a regular pastime for women for decades. It's traditionally been a way of women getting together to socialise. And although now you can play for big money, in the past it was more associated with token prizes or food hampers. It was essentially a game of little risk.
No, I wouldn't count myself as somebody who took bingo seriously. I do it for the fun aspect and for the thrill of waiting for that last number. And yeah, if it comes out, you scream like mad to win.
That's Becky, Helen and their mum, Hilda, who are regular bingo goers.
Everybody likes winning, don't
yeah.
we? At anything. You know, not just gambling, but you like to win and you like competing. You're pitting your wits against a computer screen.
And I think the thing with a bingo as well is the majority of people are going to walk out of that room not winning, right? Mm. So when you walk out and you've not won, you're in the majority, so you don't really feel like you've lost.
Wind the clock back a few years and I'd have been soaking up the fun with Becky, Helen and Hilda, because that's how my gambling addiction began.
You and me, number three.
It started off with occasional visits to the bingo around here, but it soon turned into more regular visits and I'd blow around £100 a week. It was at a time when I was either out of work or in low-paid employment, so bingo was increasingly attractive as a way of raising much-needed cash. I was also pretty lonely too, and bingo provided me with lots of regular social interaction.
Followed by Glory Days in second, Hassel was wins in third.
Then life took on another twist, and I ended up working on minimum wage in a bookie shop. Suddenly I was in a different gambling league altogether and began betting on the horses. I ran up thousands of pounds worth of debt very quickly, funding my habit on credit cards and consolidated bank loans. I was losing control. And I wasn't the only one. With the rise in women enjoying a bet or a flutter, there's also been an increase in so-called problem gambling. Liz Carter runs a group called Level Ground Therapy and counsels women who get into difficulties.
For a woman, you're much more likely to hear her talking about wanting a sense of being in a bubble, losing herself in a tunnel where she's not thinking about anything that's troubling her in life, therefore she's not feeling anything that's uncomfortable. And it's those kind of feelings that can become addictive. If we've got problems in day-to-day life in the here and now, or maybe even things that are still troubling us from past experiences, it's very easy to want more and more of the escapism that someone can get from problem gambling.
People do get this feeling, well, you know, somebody's got to win, I feel lucky, you know, and that, it, you know, for some people that is something that's a really driving force in their gambling.
I'm talking to one of the world's leading experts in gambling, Professor Mark Griffiths.
For a small minority of people, that's something that can keep them going back again and again and again and lead you down this road to problem gambling.
Massively. And it went a little bit beyond that for me because I totally believed I could win and I was imagining myself picking up the winnings and I was working out what I would do with the winnings when I had them in my hand.
You know, the real issue is when you start to believe and start to want to just win money because you think it's going to solve all your problems.
I ended up running up debts of almost £25,000. The bank took away my cards and it meant I could only ever pay for things in cash. For the vast majority of women, gambling remains a fun pursuit, of course, but for others, it spirals out of control. Some have even landed themselves in prison, others have lost their homes, some have attempted suicide. Women tend to have specific issues which lead them into problem gambling. This woman, who's being helped by Liz Carter, says people don't often understand the complexities of the addiction.
People think you just gamble because, you know, you just want to win money. And that's what people actually think. And I hate it. If you're a drug addict, they say, oh, you know, you can get help. But gambling, they just think you just go and put your money in the machine.
Yeah.
And it's nothing. It's easy to kick. It's not...
I always called it the hidden addiction. Mm.
And it's certainly difficult finding help. Many gambling support groups are targeted at men, and often women don't feel comfortable being open within that mixed environment, which is why it's nice to know there are groups like Liz Carter's, which specifically focus on bringing women together to share their problems. In the end, I didn't seek help. I wanted to work it out for myself, and for me, Lady Luck shone when I needed it most. I trained as a journalist, got a job in local media, and eventually rose to the dizzy heights of news anchor on Sky Television. I'm now very happy indeed. I found love, got married, and have a successful career on TV and radio here in the UK. I'm not lonely anymore, and I'm on a respectable wage, but I still have to avoid those bingo halls and betting shops around here like mad. Though life has given me a second chance, old habits die hard, and I have to be extra cautious not to lose control all over again.